Next question is KL, 5-year-old young lady with right ear pain, normal vitals, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with Amoxil, at home, Motrin in the emergency room, the phone in the emergency room. The phone left in the system is a bad number. Next patient is MG, 49-year-old woman with body ache, stuffy nose, workup negative. A swab testing was negative. Patient does not smoke, does not drink. Was diagnosed with viremia, complaining of severe muscle aching. Was sent home with no medication. Consider treatment with prescription medication for patients that are seen in the emergency room that are more effective than over-the-counter medications. Left message for the patient. No one has called me back yet. Thank you. Next patient is CP, 47-year-old woman with fell off a bed onto a knife, exclamation mark. Nevertheless, sustained a 2.5-centimeter laceration right wrist. It required repair. When I called the patient, no one answered. There was no nothing mentioned for regarding possible induced laceration by the physician. Next patient, because the mechanism of injury sounds suspicious. Next patient is RC, 39-year-old male, seen with low back pain, CBC, CMP, lumbar spine, and urinalysis were all negative, treated with musculoskeletal pain. Creatinine was 1.4. It was recommended to recheck that again. For patient to see their PCP, and they did not answer the phone regarding the experience in the emergency room. Next patient is JD, 60-year-old male with right leg pain. Patient was diagnosed with probable DJD. No X-ray was done. Please consider X-ray on all ER patients with joint pain. Treated with prednisone, 60 milligrams in the ER, and a Medrol dose pack at home. Patient did not answer the phone. Last message. Next patient is DB, 55-year-old woman with a headache and neck pain. CT of the C-spine was negative, treated with Toradol, diclofenac, and Flexeril, and sent home. Patient did not answer the phone. I left a message for them. Next patient is CB, 60-year-old woman, presents with abdominal pain, CT the abdomen, EKG, cardiac workup, CBC, chemistry, urinalysis, all within normal limits. Patient was on numerous medications because of chronic pain issues. I spoke to her. I spoke to her power of attorney. Patient still having pain. Dr. English mentioned that this is a chronic pain, mainly possible neuropathic in face of diabetes and history of CVA. By the way, old CT was done. CT of the head was done, which showed old stroke as well. Patient was treated with anafrenil, A-N-A-F-R-A-N-I-L, 25 milligram BID, a TSA, a tricyclic antidepressant. But patient is already on trazodone and Buspar, and even though unlikely, that reduces, the literature states a huge risk of serotonin syndrome, especially with both medication. Please consider checking drug interaction before starting a new medication. Patient's family was happy with the care received by the physician and the ER nurses. Next patient is AW, 43-year-old, 43-year-old woman complaining of sciatic pain and cold symptoms. Swab testing was negative. Diagnosed with sinusitis. C2 of the L spine was negative. Treated with Motrin and zithromycin and syndrome. Very happy with the care received. Patient states. Next patient is AW, 24-month-old baby with swabbing with symptoms of fever and URI. Strep was positive. Chest X-ray showed atypical pneumonia. Treated with Amoxil and Polyhist. Was doing better. Family was happy with the care. Next patient is IA. Is an 18-year-old male with a right thigh sebaceous cyst IND. Presents for packing removal. Already on antibiotics, doing well. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is KP, 22-year-old young lady with dizziness. Cardiac workup, HCG, CBC, chemistry, CT of the head was all negative. Swab test showed patient had positive COVID. Consider chest X-ray in all positive COVID patients in capital letters. And then patient was treated with Furoset and sent home. Patient, when called, did not answer the phone. I left a message. Next patient is SJ, 32-year-old, 32-year-old woman with vaginal itching, diagnosed with urethritis, UTI, and vaginal yeast infection, treated with Bactrim and Diflucan, already doing much better. Next patient is AE, 26-year-old male with muscle pain, difficulty breathing, tightness in the chest, swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with Amoxil, vitals normal. No one answered the phone. Next patient is CH, 52-year-old woman seen with right knee swelling and pain. X-rays were negative with history of diabetes, coronary artery disease, and hypertension. The knee X-rays were negative, given Toradol in the emergency room, towel number 3 to go home with, and she was happy with the care received. Next patient is SJ, 30-year-old woman seen with fever, chills, fatigue, migraine, headaches, vital signs stable. COVID testing was positive. Patient had fever. Patient did not have a chest X-ray. Please consider doing chest X-ray on all positive COVID patients, treated with Paxlovid and sent home. Patient felt like the nurse could have been nicer. Did not give her a warm blanket when she asked for one. I explained to her probably because she was having a temperature and warm blanket is not indicated when patients are febrile. She felt better about the explanation. She felt better about the situation with the explanation. Next patient is CT, 11-year-old young male with dog bite around the eye. Patient, Dr. English was concerned there may be global injury. Eye globe injury, there you go. And wanted to send the patient to Texas Children, but they left AMA. No one answered the phone. Next patient is Eric Stanley, 28-year-old male seen with STD symptoms. The appropriate testing were obtained. Then the patient was treated with Rocephin and doxycycline, sent home. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is TM, 22-year-old young lady with urticaria, allergic reaction, treated with Pepcid, Benadryl, prednisone, and then prednisone at home. I'm really doing much better. Very thankful for Dr. English. And she said he was perfect. Next patient is GS, 34-year-old woman with dog bites on the right leg. Appears to be a puncture wound. Police was called. Patient tetanus was brought up today, treated with Toradol, sent home with towel number 3 and Augmentin. She feels like the infection is getting worse. She does not have a PCP, so she's going back for a reevaluation. Workup complete, and nevertheless, she liked the physician that saw. She's just mad at the dog that bit her, she states. Thank you.